program you're about to hear is a paid commercial advertisement. Claims made by the client are entirely their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of K1 Radio. And good morning. And it is time now for Car Talk. And I believe we have Brad Dunges on the line with us today from Dunges Family of Autos. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
Well, the sun is shining, and I guess it's a pretty good start. So I'll take it as great.
Oh, it's a beautiful day, isn't it?
It is.
Perfect.
Great day to buy a car.
Oh, yeah. We've had some great traffic yesterday. It was a beautiful day. It's a great day for baseball. It's a great day to go down to the Tower Center at Unity Square. I was down there last evening sitting on the patio by the Price Tower, the new space they've created on the ground floor, and been down there a couple times in the last week, and it is so nice down there to sit there in the shade under the canopy and to watch people in the park. It's a really, really nice space. If people haven't checked that out, they need to.
That's the place to be.
And we've got baseball today, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Baseball today. But local baseball is a great thing. So glad to have this time of year finally getting out of the house and people moving around. It's a good thing.
It is indeed. What do we got going on at the dealerships today?
Well, we have a lot. I brought a guest with me today. Today
Sweet.
I've got Mike DeVore from our body shop. Say hello, Mike.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Mike.
Mike is a longtime employee here at Dunges and runs our body shop at this point. And I thought it'd be great to come to talk a little bit about the body shop business. It's something we don't often get into on the show, but it's a big thing when you need a body shop, and it is really complex these days with all the different materials used in vehicles, different types of technology in vehicles, and. So when they are damaged, they're more difficult to repair than ever, and it's more complex. And our guys do spend hours every year doing training. We are a platinum iCar shop, which means we've devoted lots of resources through the years to keeping our people trained and up to speed on the latest technology. And anyway, Mike, I'm not going to take any more of your buzz, but tell us about the body shop. How's it been going lately with this strange world we've been in?
Yeah, strange, very well. Last couple months, you know, was kind of a little rough, but we seem to be picking up in the business a little bit. And it's like you said, you know, we are iCar gold class. Is what we are. Our guys in the shop are platinum level employees. So, but yes, the businesses seem to be picking up with more people out on the road. So,
yeah, and I know we talk all the time about the complexity of fixing vehicles. I come over there and you show me sometimes. I mean, these cars today are not simple to repair. When you have a little bit of damage, first of all, it can be a lot more costly than it may appear. But tell us about some of the stuff you get into with different types of materials used in the vehicles and the kinds of investments your guys make in fixing and keeping vehicles on the road.
Well, the investments is correct. Like you said, we've invested in a plastic welder. So some of the bumper covers, the plastic on the bumper covers, they can be repaired now, even down to the washer jug. If there's a little tiny pinhole, we can actually weld that back up and make it new again. And it's like you said, with all the manufacturers moving towards aluminum, our guys are learning how to work the aluminum, weld the aluminum to make it back to new again. It is a higher strength steel, so.
Yeah, and it's lighter, but it's very different to repair, I understand. And
it is.
Takes a different process, different tools.
That is correct. You have to keep your tools separated from your the sheet metal ones. You got to have different tools for that. We have a dedicated area for our aluminum, and all the tools are in a separate compartment because you can't have the cross contamination.
Very interesting. That's just cool stuff. I know. Are you seeing more aluminum? I know the Ford F-150. That was one of the first mainstream vehicles that went to aluminum across the best-selling vehicle in North America for so long. There it is. And so we've got those, of course. But are you seeing other vehicles that have aluminum in them as well? Of course, there are no Expedition and several of the Fords. But are other brands doing that also?
Exactly. F-150 is our number one aluminum guy. The other manufacturers, I think we've seen, I'm trying to remember the one we got in there right now. A Mazda had some, and we even had a Honda that had a little bit of aluminum. So.
That's cool. And I know you guys, you're real proud of your team over there. Like you said, they're platinum certified employees, and we have a lot of experience too. I know that's one of the things we take pride of in our body shop is the great experience of our team. And so good guys out there. So shout out to Chris and all the other guys in the back. So is there any other news at the body shop, anything big happening that people might need to be aware of?
Well, nothing big. I am in works of trying to do like a mobile estimating type system where customers can take pictures of their vehicles, send it up to us through our estimating system, and we can take a look at it and try to give them an estimate without actually, coming to the dealership. I mean, obviously, looking with your own eyes is better, but we're trying to offer something for customers, trying to throw it out there for them.
And, a lot of times when people need a body shop, the first thing they're thinking is, oh, my God, this just happened. But then insurance, body shop, it is complicated. How does that work? Do most people pick the body shop they're going to? Do their insurance companies do that? How does that work?
Well, a lot of it, I would like to say reputation. Word of mouth. If we do good for our customers, they'll pass it on to their friends and family, and we get a lot of those. A lot of times they'll call their insurance agent and say, hey, I've been in a wreck. What do I do? Usually the insurance agent, they'll pull up on their computer because we're a direct repair program with a lot of them. And if your scores are high with them, normally they'll pick the very first dealership and say, hey, this is your body shop. Run by there, get an estimate, and they'll get you taken care of. No questions. You can just drop the keys, and they'll take care of everything for you.
Okay. That's cool. And this whole idea of marketing the body shop, I know you guys have a Facebook page for yourself and have posted some really interesting video of repairs out there. We might want to talk about how people can find that if they want to communicate with you guys.
Yes, that is a very good one. We are at Dungeon's Family of Auto Collision Center. You can hit the like button and the following button, and from time to time we try to stay on top of it and give before and after pictures of the repair process, and just trying to get that out there for the customers and give them an extra thank you for bringing their business to us.
That's great. That's cool. I love the videos of the repairs and watching the painting being done and that kind of stuff because it is it's just a world a lot of people don't get to see, and I think it is really a great process, and it takes a lot to bring a vehicle that's been damaged back to life like that.
It does.
It's neat. I know you take a lot of pride in the work your team does, too, and really are a stickler for getting it right. Talk about that a little bit.
We do. We like to do all the industry standards. We like to try to make sure our procedures are correctly and the paint finish. I mean, from the very beginning, when you bring it in, we want to, present you guys with the great customer service that we have over here. And then we take pride in the shop as if it's one of our vehicles, and we're going to do everything to top standard, and when we return it to you, you've never been in a wreck before.
That's great. It's a great team, and it's good to hear your story. Another thing, Mike, I'm so proud of Mike, because Mike's worked here a long time, as I said earlier, but he's worked his way through his whole career, and talk about, Mike, about how you got in the car business. What led you to Dungeness in the first place?
Well, that's I've basically been here for half of my life, going on 23 years. I went to Tri-County Tech, got the education in the body shop. I graduated in 96 with them. They had a work program, So I went to work at, unfortunately, I started in my career at another dealership, but I was only there for like a year and a half. Got hired on here at Dungis as a lot porter, working cars, moving the cars around, cleaning them. And then the parts manager that was here for a long time saw some potential and brought me into the parts department, which I really didn't know that much about parts department, but, you know, I picked it up and was there.
Not many people do until they're introduced to the parts department.
Exactly. I was in there for about 21 years, uh-huh. And then I got the opportunity to come over to the body shop, and I'm working on my third year over here now, so.
That's a great story, and that's something I like to focus on, because we're always looking for people like you that you know, maybe finished at Tri-County, have some knowledge of automotive and an interest in automotive stuff, whether it's repairs or technology, computers, the body shop side, mechanical side. That interest is really the key to having a successful career in the car business. And then, because we can teach you about anything else, and Tri-County does a great job of setting people up to be successful. And many of our team have that same story. I know there's a few in the body shop that have similar parallel careers, and it's really neat that kind of story, because I know it really is goes back to the very beginning, because that's how my grandfather got in the business, was getting that chance when he was out of school and eventually ended up buying the dealership and moving to Bartlesville. And heck, here we are today. And, you know, that those pictures on the service drive in Toyota of the old shop downtown with the team from the 50s at the Ford store, I always think of that and that legacy of the many people that started and where the career can go and how we're still doing that every day. Thanks for telling your story there, Mike.
Well, thank you.
Tom, that makes me think back about baseball.
It does.
because a lot of those guys also, some of them end up working here or being customers through their life. And,
mm-hmm.
Those kind of legacies are what Dungis is all about. So baseball this afternoon, I think. Mm-hmm. What time is the game, Tom? Do you have that?
I just dropped my little calendar there, but I'll get it for you here in a moment.
Okay, give me that, because I do want to publicize that a little bit. I did want to talk a little bit about our websites. I've mentioned this the last few weeks as people have been listening, but we've got some great new tools on all our websites now. It's up on Ford now this week, and you can go to the Dungis Ford online.com site, and if you're looking at our vehicles, there's great pictures of all the vehicles. You've got the Dungis Simple Price. You'll see now a new tab that says Work Your Deal. In that area, you can actually value your trade, mm-hmm. You can personalize your payment with your credit information, and select your financing. This tool is actually hard connected to our credit application system that accesses the credit bureaus and our banking system. And so you're looking at actual banks that we use at Ford and Toyota and other our third-party banks, and their offerings to you based on your own situation. You don't have to jump through any hoops to get in there and work with the numbers. You're working with our Simple Price, which is a great low market-based price on all our vehicles. We've had a few people ask this week as the tool's been being explored, what is that the best price you can give me on Explorer? And there's a few dollars in there we can play with, and, mm-hmm. There's some great deals sometimes on, like, older vehicles and things like that we might be able to make a special deal on. So if you see something, it really is a great fair price. It's a market-based price based on what these types of vehicles are transacting for in our area. So it's a great place to start. But if you have questions, want to value your trade, get the most for your trade, get the lowest payment, all that is easy to do in the system. And it's really, it's great, because it's pretty simple, really, when you think about the math of a car deal. But it is kind of hard to compute on your own in your head. Here I've got this truck worth $30,000, and I want to divide it up into payments, and there's my interest rate and the trade and all these variables. So it helps you see that in a transparent way and really helps you land on the right vehicle and make sure that you're getting what you want and it's going to fit your budget and really, really meet your needs. You can take it all the way through to our finance tools and see some information about the different products we sell that you might want after the vehicle's purchased, whether it's maintenance programs or our great Tires for Life and warranties and asset protection. Those are the main things that we sell, but there's a great products for all of that and a great value on all the vehicles. And now you can get it on all our Toyotas, Fords, and Lincolns. And all that comes with the Dungis Q-certified 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It comes at no additional cost to you. So it's a great deal, and you get that back, that warranty that nobody else offers. And it's easy to get in and work your own deal at Dungis now.
There you go. I got the schedule for today. Bartlesville is going to play host to St. Paul from Kansas today at 1:30. And then we've got a game again at 6 o'clock tonight. Now, game one will be on Sports Talk AM 1500 and FM 99.1 KPGM. Game two will be right here at K1 at 6 o'clock, AM 1400 and FM 93.3. But this is a thing where we're trying to make the most out of the space, I guess, because Bartlesville will play game one at 1:30 and a game two at 6. But in the middle, there are two teams from Kansas, Montgomery County and St. Paul. They'll play each other, but we're going to play both Montgomery County and St. Paul, too. It's a little complicated, but there's a whole lot of baseball going on today.
A whole lot of baseball today. Three matches starting at 1:30. Mm-hmm. You can listen to it on the radio. And they're playing out at Wesleyan Field, is
yes,
that correct?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's great. Need to run by there and check them out, folks. It's not downtown at Bill Dungis Stadium this time, but we'll get out there and support the Indians. They're off to a good start. There are a lot of great young men there. I know several of them really well. They're outstanding Bartlesville young men, and it's a great team. I think they're going to be really fun to watch. And there's not very many home games, so you need to take advantage of these opportunities. I think other than the Windsor tournament, there's only 11, I think, out of over 50 matches. So.
Yeah, so you have to really take advantage of them, plan ahead, and get on out there and have some fun.
Yes, and you can usually get all that information on their Facebook page. The Dungis Ford Indians are on there, and that you can get all kinds of information in their schedule and get information on family passes, which are a great deal. If you want to purchase a family pass this year, you can actually it's a 2-year pass, so you're going to get in this year for you and all of your immediate family members, and then also be able to do it next year. So it's a 2-year pass for a 1-year price.
Gotta love it.
And anyway, bring Mike back in here again. So what's on the horizon in the body shop? I know one thing we've been looking at is, we've got a frame machine that's a great, one of the, a really solid machine that does pull really heavy metal and it can allow you to straighten a frame even. But there's some stuff coming in that's different set points and computers involved in that. Talk to us a little bit about different things that you're seeing, that technology we might need in the future in the body shop, Mike.
Technology in the is moving, straight ahead. I mean, it's not slowing down, that's for sure. Usually on a vehicle, there is probably, I think on an F-150, there is probably about 200 different checkpoints on an F-150 that you can measure. So if you're hit on the right side, it can actually, affect the left side. So there's technology out there that's a little robotic arm that talks to a computer, and you can, it'll tell you to put the pointer arm on this side of the vehicle, and then you can rotate it and go to the other side, and it'll tell you exactly how far off, if you're an eighth of an inch off or whatnot. That way it tells you where to, and it also tells you where to hook up on the frame rack and where to pull the set point and be able to pull it out and get it back to the specs where it needs to be for factory specifications.
That's amazing. And so it uses laser measurements or something to help you do that, I guess. And that is cool.
Yes. There is, like I said, there is a lot of technology that's coming out and about, and, you know, all the only downside is it is very expensive, but, you know, it's part of the business sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you got to keep up with the technology. It is always changing. Another thing I know that I keep hearing about is water-based paints and stuff. Any news on that front? Anything? Are you seeing?
It's been out for quite a while. There's pros and cons to it. The color matching is what's the hardest part about it. Usually your solvent is still the best. That's what the manufacturer spray on it. I think Mazda is the only one that sort of has water base, and when it came into our shop, we did have a hard time trying to match it. But we were able to get with our paint manufacturer, and they came out, and I think it took us about a week to get the correct color, the correct layout to be able to spray it. So,
and that's another interesting thing about body shops people don't often think about, but there's really, you know, three or more parts to a body shop, right? There's the front end where you sit and where you do estimates. We have a nice bay for estimating and you know, a couple a nice great waiting area for people and things like that. But in the back, where people don't often get to visit, is where the action is, right? And there's a metal side and a paint side. Talk a little bit about the process of body shop. Once you get a repair, you know you've got that happening. What happens next?
Well, it's like you said, once we do the estimates and get you scheduled in, that's where really all the magic happens. We'll take your vehicle to the back, get it tore down properly, make sure there's no other extra pieces that we couldn't see or hidden damage, get those parts ordered, and then that's where the technician, he basically creates it and puts it back together. And then once he gets his part done, we send it over to our paint department side where they prime it and seal it, and then they'll put it in the paint booth, color match it, paint it, bake it, and then when they're done, they cut and buff the paint, make it beautiful, give it back to the technician. He puts it back together. We look at it. If everything looks good, I send it down to the detail department. They clean it up. We call the customer, and they come in, and they're happy.
You know, there's another thing people don't know about body shops a lot, and where is, you know, how parts are sourced is really critical. And I know, you know, there's two sides to that, of course. I mean, we're working with the insurance company and the customer to get the best product we can back to them. Sometimes manufacturer parts cost more than aftermarket parts. There are ways we can price match that, I think. Talk about the difference in pricing and how you work with insurance companies to get the best product you can for your customer.
Yes. That is correct. There is differences. OEM is always the best. I mean, you want OEM back on your vehicle. That's what we bought when we bought the vehicle. That's what you want when you can. Unfortunately, in our industry, the insurance companies, they want to use aftermarket. They want to try to go a little cheaper, less expensive. But we do offer out there the what they call collision link. OEM manufacturers, dealerships, they offer programs where body shops can send them their estimate, and yes, they will price match those. If they can price match those, that's what we go with and we'll put back on the vehicle. Unfortunately,
that's just another advantage of doing business with a body shop that's associated with the manufacturer, and you know that can help. And getting those and working with somebody who really values the OEM part too. It's so important to get your car back to really the right way.
Yes.
Good stuff. Well, and I mentioned a little bit of other car business type stuff earlier, Tom. I want to focus on used cars for a little bit. The used car stuff I've been talking about the last few weeks is really our need for more inventory, and that's continued. We continue to outsell what we're able to take in on trades and in our purchases, particularly on the truck side. We're really looking for trucks to purchase. If there's anybody out there that's listening that has a truck they'd like to sell, really any kind of truck, but particularly Toyotas and Fords with some life left in them. I don't, you know, anything. We'll look at anything and give you a great cash offer on it. But you know, I maybe ideally is things 3 or 4 years old or maybe older with 100 or maybe not too many more 1,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll make you a great offer on any of those vehicles, even late model stuff with low miles all the way up to 150, 200,000 miles. We're really looking for trucks. There's a great market for used vehicles right now. And so we can get you top dollar for your vehicle if you just bring it in and let us take a look. And you can, of course, start that process online too.
Mm-hmm.
And get the get it started without even visiting us. The trade tool on the shopping cart tool I mentioned is one way to do that. Or just give us a call and we can do it over the phone.
Sure.
It's really easy to get that going. And you can call us at 918-333-0900. Maybe you want to talk to Mike about a body shop need.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach him at that number also. Or schedule a service appointment. Maybe come in and take a test drive on a vehicle. We'll be happy to deliver any vehicle to you, pick up your vehicle for service, and bring it back. You just let us know what we can do to take care of you, and we'll be right there.
And, of course, all the information Brad just talked about, you can find at DungeonsChoice.com.
That's right. And from there, you can get onto our various other websites for Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln and look at all our inventory and all our great new and used cars, mm-hmm. certified cars. I did mention the new Q-certified program. We also have a used Q-certified program. Most of our cars come with a no-cost 2-year, 100,000-mile used car powertrain warranty.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nationwide warranty. It's not just good at Dungeness. It's good across the country at any ASC-certified shop or any dealership. And just a great peace of mind that keeps you knowing that you've made the right choice in where you've purchased your vehicle.
Very good. You can get a lot done on a beautiful day like today, like, say, schedule a test drive or something like that. Or you can drive in what maybe you are proposing to sell as a used vehicle to our good friends there at the Dungeness family of autos.
Yeah, come on down and see us. It's going to be beautiful this afternoon and evening. It's a really nice day. If you want if you're staying at home and have really not come out much yet, we'll let us know that, and we'll be happy to accommodate you. We can take the vehicle to you if you like. We are still doing all the protocols to clean, disinfect, make sure everything is right. We all have masks. We do social distance and wear the mask when that is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some plexiglass barriers we can use if we're just sitting around talking and maybe exchanging the papers. We really are accommodating everyone. But if you want to schedule an appointment for anything, that's a great way to have control of your situation and limit your time here. We'll really respect everybody's needs and how you want to handle it in this period. I know it's people have different ways they're looking at that, and
mm-hmm.
we certainly need to protect everyone's health, so that's really our top priority at this point.
And don't forget Dungeness Baseball. We got the Dungeness Indians playing this afternoon at 1:30 and at 6 o'clock. And you can hear those both on the radio, but it's great to see them in person, too. And show your support for the team.
Go support the Indians. We sure appreciate all your support. We couldn't do it for our great customers. If it weren't for them, there wouldn't be a Dungeness all these many years, almost 80 years now. So thank you, Bartlesville. And we look forward to seeing you again soon.
All right, Brad, thank you very much. Take care and have yourself a wonderful day today.
Will do, Tom. You
thank,
too.
Thank-